Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. For today, expect a seasonably chilly day with a gusty northwesterly wind. Highs will be into the upper 30s and lower 40s. As a low-pressure system strengthens over the Gulf of Maine, we can expect upslope enhanced rain and snow showers for the Adirondacks, Taconics, Litchfield Hills, Berkshires, and southern Vermont through the early portion of the day. We can see as much as an inch or two of snow accumulation along the spine of the Green Mountains, with a coating up to a half an inch possible in other areas. Any rain or snow will end by the middle of the afternoon as winds turn more northerly. Winds may gust as high as 40 miles per hour during the day today. Tonight, winds diminish as skies become partly cloudy. Lows will get down into the middle and upper 20s. For Friday and Saturday, a cold area of high pressure will be in control, giving the area a good amount of sunshine with highs into the middle and upper 30s. On Sunday, models are in good agreement that we'll see a widespread area of precipitation move in. As of now, it looks like the precipitation type will be mainly snow, with a mix or rain possible south of Albany. Expected start time by the middle of the afternoon, with snow continuing through late Sunday evening. Snow and mixed precipitation will continue through the day on Monday. At least a few inches of snow is likely at this point, right through Monday, but exact amounts are still yet to be determined, as precipitation type will be a major factor. Quieter weather will move in Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs into the lower and middle 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the weather pattern remains quite active into this Thanksgiving holiday and into the upcoming weekend. The first storm system that produced widespread heavy snow from the central Rockies to the upper Great Lakes will be winding down across the northeast U.S. as the surface low moves offshore towards the Canadian Maritimes today. Snowfall accumulations are not expected to be as great across northern New England compared to what has occurred across the midsection of the nation, with snowfall totals of 3 to 6 inches possible across portions of northern New Hampshire into northern Maine. The second and more impactful storm system currently over the Intermountain West remains a very large system, with impacts expected across a large portion of the western and central U.S. through the end of the week. Heavy snow is likely through the end of the week from the Sierra Nevada to the central and northern Rockies. Snowfall totals across many of these regions are likely to be in the 1 to 2 foot range. By Friday, snow is forecast to develop across the northern plains, where winter storm watches are now in effect. Farther to the east, a separate area of rain will be drawn northeastward ahead of the western storm system across the southern plains through Friday. There is a marginal risk for both excessive rainfall and severe thunderstorms across portions of Texas and Oklahoma. Dry weather will continue across the southeast U.S. and mid-Atlantic region to close out the week. Currently at Mount Washington, a tenth of a mile visibility under cloudy skies and 33 degrees with a calm wind. And in Eureka, Nunavut territory, cloudy skies and 29 below zero. Currently in Albany, cloudy skies, 44 degrees with a dew point of 32, 63% relative humidity, northwest winds at 15 miles per hour with gusts around 30 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.61 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, partly sunny and breezy, highs into the lower 50s. In Boston, showers possible early, otherwise cloudy, highs into the middle 40s. And in Buffalo, chance for a rain or snow shower early, otherwise mostly cloudy, and highs into the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, yesterday's high in Albany was 57, the low temperature was 31. The average temperature was 44 degrees, which is 8 degrees above normal. We saw 0.11 inches of precipitation yesterday, no snowfall. We have seen 2.3 inches of snow for the month so far, and for the season, that's 0.2 of an inch below normal. The average high temperature for Albany today is 43, the average low temperature is 28. The record high is 68, set back in 1990. The record low is 6, set back in 1951. The sunrise this morning is at 7:02 a.m. The sunset is at 4:24 p.m. That's 9 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, 1 minute and 35 seconds less than yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy with a chance for a rain or snow shower today, highs into the lower 40s. partly cloudy tonight, lows into the middle 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today, highs into the upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight, lows into the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny today, highs into the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows into the middle 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today, highs into the lower 40s, partly cloudy tonight, lows into the middle 20s. For the greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy today, highs into the lower 40s, partly cloudy tonight, lows into the upper 20s. Region-wide for Friday, partly sunny, highs into the upper 30s. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs into the middle 30s. For Sunday, snow and a mix likely, highs into the middle 30s. For Monday, snow and a mix likely, highs into the middle 30s. For Tuesday, partly sunny, highs into the middle 30s. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, highs into the middle 30s. Have a great Thanksgiving. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Greg Pollack.